Traffic and weather together on the nines. Time for that 7-day family forecast. And, well, what have we got? I noticed in the last hour, temperatures were at 44. Just in the last few minutes, dropped to 40. Does that mean the front's here, Kevin?
No. We've been on a crazy roller coaster today. We went to 57 degrees in Salt Lake City. That was two away from the all-time record for today of 59.
Wow.
So it's been up, it's been down, it will go back up. The winds will continue overnight. The cold front doesn't get here until tomorrow midday. But the warmer air is moving in, and we've already got some valley rain starting to fall across the state. We'll see that fill in tonight with significant mountain snow. Ultimately, lows tomorrow will be in the 30s, and the rain will mix with snow by tomorrow night and then change over to all snow into early Saturday morning. Let me tell you the potential. Northern valleys, quarter of an inch to a half inch of rain, 1 to 3 inches of snow. But the mountains of northern and southern Utah on tonight, Friday, and into early Saturday morning, 1 to 2 feet of snow. Highs, 20s. Lows fall into the teens, so it gets really cold behind the storm. Lots of sunshine Sunday, Monday, but it's going to feel a whole lot more like winter than this mild air of today.
Yeah, enough expectation that the Avalanche Center here in Utah has already issued some warnings about getting out there and messing in it.
Yeah, we've got
in the backcountry.
We've got a flood watch for southern Utah, avalanche watch for parts of northern Utah, and everything in between. So this is a crazy storm with lots of moisture all the way back into the Pacific. So it's a big, big storm.
Let me just ask you real quick while we've got you about the snow that fell in Portland. Some of the pictures of people up there that just don't know how to handle that
stuff.
They don't.
It's
crazy.
They're a rain state. And when you get the kind of snow that they have up there, the plows aren't ready for it, the roads aren't ready for it, and the drivers aren't ready for it. And we all know living here in Utah, that's a big time problem.
Yeah.
And so they'll be dealing with it for the next couple of days just because they can't move it out of the way.
How rare is that?
It's not all that rare. They do get snow up there, but the kind of snow they got, the heavy wet that stuck to the ground and causes all those accidents, that is a little rare. So every couple of years, they'll see a storm like this, and it causes major problems for
somebody
them.
Took a wide shot of a road that was, people were all over on both sides, and they superimposed a Star Wars Land Walker coming down the middle of the road.
There you go. There's a Rogue One trailer for you. There you go.
Yeah, all right. Right now in Salt Lake City, it is 40 degrees downtown. By the way, this check of your 7-day forecast brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington.